from CIA agents. Nobody was supporting. Very difficult. But even in that condition also they were able to distribute books. Now ISKCON is well established. Everyone knows, educated people are there in the society. They've got many divisions. Prasadam distribution is going on. Scientific preaching is going on. College preaching is going on. We have got so much of connection with the railways, this, that, every, all connection are there. So it's much easier in that sense to distribute books. So I was mentioning, when you take rest in the night, two things would, you know, make him stay up. One is, tomorrow again I have to go out for book distribution and I have to chant my 16 round without sleeping. So they are very complementary, chanting Hare Krishna and distributing books. It allows one to take shelter of Krishna. One is that the material nature forces us to take shelter. But second is, by taking service to Krishna, one is forced to take shelter. And then if you learn the art of distributing books, all other art, you know, you become accomplished. And then, you know, giving a Bhagavad Gita or giving a Bhagavad, Chaitanya Charitamrita, any books, we don't realize one book has the potency. It is not one book. It is making one person into a devotee. You only see that, making one person into a devotee. But it is not like that. That person becomes a devotee. If it does not become a devotee, he has the potential of stopping hundreds of people from becoming devotees. So not giving a book to a person, we are potentially stopping him, his friends, his family members, his neighbors, his relatives, endless connection what he has. We are stopping them from becoming devotees, from not distributing one book. And giving one book, we could have 100 people become devotees. For example, when we started preaching in Goa, now who will ever think of preaching in Goa? Even during Prabhupada's time, nobody started anything in Goa. So there was this devotee who was working in Bangalore. He had a small factory, electronical things. And somebody gave him a book. In fact, he forced him to take a book. And he kept the book in his shelf, never read it, as it is, as we know. Kept it without reading. And something happened in his life. He decided to commit suicide. He became bankrupt. He lost everything. And before doing it, he picked up the Bhagavad Gita. And he read the Bhagavad Gita. He changed his decision. Now Krishna gave him such an idea. After reading that Bhagavad Gita, he moved to Goa. And then he invited devotees. And then from him, actually preaching started. Just imagine, he would have committed suicide and stopped himself from becoming devotees, had become a ghost by doing that. But because he had the Bhagavad Gita given by somebody else, hoping that this person will change, certainly that person was saved. Not only he saved himself, he settled in another place, which is a sinful city. And then he came there, started preaching. And there are now, this time, about 40 devotees are getting initiated. Plus there is an ashram now, they have got 8 acres of land. And at least 250 devotees are chanting 16 now.
Haribo.
Which we know. And they must be preaching to others also. That is the power of distributing one Bhagavad Gita. Endlessly, we are benefiting people. We don't know how many people are benefiting. And not giving one Bhagavad Gita, we are endlessly stopping huge group of people from becoming a devotee. That is the power. No, that one book is not changing one person. One book is changing whole culture of entire city. All our preaching place, take for Kolhapur, take it Satara, whatever places, it all begin with one person. One person became devotee. He went and he preached his relatives. From there, you know, thousands of people. Kolhapur, they get 7,000 people for Janmashtami. One person has preached there. Not city. Nobody decided to preach in that city, but somebody was preached from Kolhapur at some other place. He happened to come to Kolhapur, and then he started preaching there. And that's how the whole preaching spread there. And then these devotees, not preached in Kolhapur, some other place. And this time during the BTG marathon, how many copies they held? 3,000 subscription of BTG. So I see that connection. One person read the Bhagavad Gita, took books, and that same, you know, act is responsible of making 3,000 subscriptions. 3,000 BTG subscription. So therefore we don't see. When we give two books to someone, our goal is my number will increase. I sold one Bhagavad Gita. I sold four Bhagavad Gita. That is such a small satisfaction we get. That is the only thing we see. I distributed four books. But it is not like that. When we give one book, that book is going and we have to think, I am changing a generation. I am changing a culture of whole society. Not we, but the book is going to do. So if we see from that point of view, a limitless scope, every customer, every person, is the potential to change the entire, you know, district. And that's what actually happened. It happened in Goa, it happened in Kolhapur, it happened in Satara, it happened in Belgaum, it happened in Baramati also, all the places. One person took a book, changed, invited devotees, and the entire town was changed. So therefore, what to speak of giving 30 Bhagavad Gitas by every counselee? Right? 30, na? If every minimum 30 come. Giving 30 Bhagavad Gitas in a month is not a big deal. But we see only 30, but that 30 Bhagavad Gita has the potential to create 30 new cities into Krishna consciousness towns. When Mother Ganga appeared here, it was only between Bhagirath Maharaj and his family. My own family, that was his goal. Because his forefathers were cursed, and so therefore he wanted to change them, he wanted to save them, liberate them. And Mother Ganga came. He never thought that this Ganga will stay for the rest of eternity and save billions of people in this age of Kali, in the age of Dwapar, in the age of Treta, in the age of Satyayuga. He never thought. His goal was very fixed. My 60,000 great-grandfathers, not even direct grandfathers, are suffering. So he brought Mother Ganga down. His family affair became global, international, interplanetary, you know, benefit. Anyone who touches Ganga is benefited. Bhagavad Gita is also like that. Shankaracharya says, drink little water of Ganga and read one shloka of Bhagavad Gita. They are like that. So therefore, it's a great opportunity. And then Prabhupada made it very clear, if you want to please me, distribute my books. That is another mantra other than Hare Krishna mantra. And especially during this December marathon, where it creates a fever. Like last year, when I heard, you know, we were standing in some place in London in a high-rise building, and Braj Bihari Prabhu called, saying that, you know, 1900 Bhagavad Gita was distributed in one day. And I told Maharaj, Radhanand Maharaj, and he had just got his surgery done. And he raised his hand, Hari Bol! He became so happy. And we both, myself and Gauram Prabhu, felt that if we had the wings and we had the power, we could fly from London to Bombay. Of course, we couldn't do that. That's how it creates excitement. You are in a far off place, and then that score was told in London Temple in Soho. They got inspired. They said, wow, one day 1900 books. And they got so much inspired, you know, they went in great numbers to distribute. And then we told in the Manor Temple also. See, we felt we distributed 1900 books in Bombay and we felt it is our score. But the news could inspire devotees far up distance, 10,000 miles away from here. And they distributed more numbers of books also. So the benefits are unlimited. And the disadvantage of not distributing. Agar main ek nahi dunga to kya farak padega? If I don't give one book, what difference does it make? No, you calculate one. But Krishna's calculation is the connection. No, this one book could actually create one city into a temple. Whole city can be changed. No, like Belgium, one person became a devotee by reading Bhagavad Gita. And now for Janmashtami, they get 70,000 people. They distribute prasad for 70,000 people. Krishna prasad. More than 3 to 4 lakh people hear the holy name. Last 7 years they are doing Ratha Yatra. And minimum, this Janmashtami, 7,000 people came. Prabhupada's appearance, 11,000 people took prasad. One person became a devotee and he had the desire. I should preach to my town people. Vrindavan Prabhu had become devotee, reading Bhagavad Gita. Now 70,000 people, just see the connection. And that is Mahaprabhu's mission. Mahaprabhu embraced somebody when he was traveling in South India. And that devotee would go to his village. And he would embrace people from his village. And he would embrace more people. And all of them, they would become devotees. And accidentally, there would be someone from some other village, being in that village. He would be embraced by this person. And he would go to his village. And he would embrace his relatives, his friends. And somebody from other village would be there in that village. And he would embrace that person also. In that way, everyone would become devotees. That is all. So, giving Bhagavad Gita means Mahaprabhu is embracing. And everyone will feel ecstasy. So, this is a great endeavor by our Rishikeshanand Prabhu, Braj Bihar Prabhu, Murari Gupta Prabhu. We did book distribution, but we would distribute. I was very bad. 7, 8, 10, 15. When Braj Bihari Prabhu, Sri Chaitanya Prabhu came, in 3 hours they would do 300 books. If they can do 300 books in their dhoti kurta without contacts, you should be doing 3,000 with all of your contacts. And they are doing every day. Every day 300 books when they are doing book distribution. So it's a very exciting event. So 1 lakh books are there, which should be not a big deal to distribute by seeing our number of devotees. This is my little understanding about giving book and not giving book. If you give, you create a revolution, a cultural revolution. If you don't give, not only you stop one person, but you stop limitless opportunities from, we stop people from becoming devotees, unlimited. Jaya Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Prabhupada book distribution marathon ki. Jaya. Any questions, one or two? One of my best time was traveling 5 years in book distribution. We traveled from 1996 to 2001. It's very exciting. You don't know where you will stay, whom you will meet. I will distribute books in different cities, different towns. It's a very, very adventurous and exciting. And one time, in 1 month, one person helped us. Other than him, one person helped us to distribute 10,000 Bhagavad Gitas. Only one person. Our job was, he would say, okay, you go to this town. One of my friend is waiting, you give, go and give 700 books. So travel from his place to that village and distribute 700 books. And meanwhile, he would contact somebody else. And he would say, okay, now you go to another town. He's ready for 1,000 Bhagavad Gitas. So only one contact, we could distribute 10,000 books. And from that book distribution, actually from that book distribution, the new temple started in one area, Amravati area. Before that, they had not planned to start a center. They started a new temple there from that book distribution program, 1997. Now they have a nice deities, temple is there, many devotees are there.
Krishna. Hare Krishna. Prabhu, you said that the sponsorship can be obtained. Can you explain a little further on the sponsorship or book distribution?
Which sponsorship? No. What I will do, we will discuss in the counselor meeting. This is planning to discuss the skills and the principles and the values about book distribution. So Braj Bihari will take over. We have this 5-day seminar which was conducted by the book distribution minister, international book distribution minister. So based upon that seminar, he has concised it and he will present. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Actually, what Govind Prabhu has said, he has given a sutra, and this sutra which is spoken about how two things you can never become expert, chanting and book distribution. Because what is the reason why we can never become expert in this? It's a daily struggle and daily dependence on Krishna, and that's going to be the theme of everything we discuss with regards to book distribution. Dayanidhi Prabhu was mentioning that item number 4 is what seems to be the most important part of this seminar here, or of the 6 topics. Anybody else disagrees, or you feel something else should be the most important of the 6? First one. Anybody else? All are important. What's your name, Prabhu? Pranav Prabhu, thank you. Actually, we strongly feel, all the book distributors who have been going out every day, that 1 and 2 are the most important. All are important, but somebody might wonder why. Generally, when you go for a book distribution seminar, we want to know the 4th one, or the 5th one, or the 6th one, some sutras, some tips, some techniques. But 1 and 2 are most important. Can anybody explain how this could be most important rather than some techniques?
Hello? The ethical part comes into the picture.
Yeah.
Okay, why we are doing it, the mission behind giving the books. So once you understand, giving the mission becomes more easier than to sell books for the monetary part of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then if you are selling the books for the monetary part of it, the motivation is not there.
Exactly. Thank you, Pranav. Anybody else would like to add?
Actually, I also wanted to say that is the inspiring value. When a book distributor himself convinced that, yes,
exactly,
I have to distribute it, then certainly the skills and other thing will flow from that idea. So, I have to first of all well convinced. Mostly we just distribute because counselor says, because Guru Maharaj says, it's okay. But after his directions, after getting that, actually convinced, then certainly he will do as his life and soul, and then Lord Krishna will help. So, this one devotee should be first fully convinced that why it should be distributed.
Hare Krishna. About the need, why to distribute books is the most important. Because techniques, to tell you very honestly, you ask any book distributor, the techniques actually don't matter so much. If we are convinced why I have to distribute books, as Pranav Prabhu also said earlier, that will instill in us a strong desire. And when we have a strong desire to distribute books, then it doesn't really matter what techniques you have. It's a desire that pulls devotees. We might have all the techniques, we might learn it up, but when we go out for book distribution, we may not be inspired to distribute books if you are not, if you don't have a strong desire. So therefore, this is the guiding mantra for all devotees. Srila Prabhupada has given us a very beautiful purport to this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. I think many of you might be already aware of this verse. You can chant this verse together. Tadvag visargo janataga viplavo yasmin pratishlokam abudhya yatyapi namanantasya yashon kitaniyat shunvanti gayanti grananti sadhava. Sridhar Murthy Prabhu, you can read loudly the translation.
Full of transcendental words directed towards bringing about a revolution in the impious lives of this world's misdirected civilization. Such a transcendental literature, even though imperfectly composed or heard, sung or accepted by purified men who are thoroughly honest.
So in this verse, Narad Muni is telling Shukdev Goswami, the background of this verse is Narad Muni is telling Vyasdev that whatever you have written is a waste of time. Vyasdev has written all the Vedic literatures except Srimad Bhagavatam. And then he comes to this verse where he says, even if you write wrong, grammar is wrong, your presentation is wrong, but still if you are talking about the absolute truth, that will bring about a revolution. The word is viplavo. And Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport to this verse, amazing point. He says, the readers will note that my English is not good. Prabhupada is writing this purport 5-6 years before he went to America, and he writes that my English is a foreign language for me and my presentation will be faulty, but I am sure this will bring about a revolution because this is a sincere attempt and all intelligent young men and people will take up to this process of Krishna consciousness. He is expressing a hope, and then he gives a very striking example. Srila Prabhupada says that in the purport, he says that if there is a fire in the house and you are caught up in a foreign country and your house catches fire and you don't know the language of that country and you are desperate to seek help, you go to your neighbor's house and you have to now communicate to him that my house is on fire, please help me, but you don't know the language, what will you do? You will just shout, you will do something, somehow you will explain to him. You won't be bothered about, am I presenting properly? Do I have all the techniques, all the skills with me? That doesn't matter. We'll just somehow speak. So Prabhupada always emphasizes this, that the biggest technique for book distribution is the desire of devotees. If you have a desire to distribute books, all techniques fall in place. In fact, what will happen is, to tell you very honestly, each one of us will discover a new technique and which will be very unique. And it is fantastic. Srila Prabhupada, what if he didn't have any techniques, formulas? His desire was the main pulling force. It was so much so that when he would give lectures in 22nd Avenue, he had a heavy Bengali accent and his foreigner disciples wouldn't understand what Prabhupada is saying. Prabhupada said, from today we'll start Chaitanya Charitamrita. These were all hippies. They had just become devotees. They didn't know what Chaitanya Charitamrita was. And Prabhupada spoke about Sanatan Goswami and Mahaprabhu's conversation. So Prabhupada said, so we'll talk about Sanatan Goswami, who they wrote in their notebook. Somebody wrote Santan for Sanatan. Somebody wrote Santon. They didn't know what Prabhupada was talking about. Heavy Bengali accent. Once Prabhupada said, show Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bengalis say sir as sir. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to shave all of you, and those hippies had long hair, so they heard the word shave. Mahaprabhu has come to shave all of you. So they started looking at each other. And Prabhupada could read their minds. And Prabhupada said, yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to shave and save both. Don't worry. So they couldn't understand Prabhupada's English in that, in one sense. But that desperate desire to give Krishna was so strong that Srila Prabhupada could transform the hearts. And Prabhupada encouraged all devotees in ISKCON to have a strong desire to distribute books. It's like this. The desire to distribute books will bring about this first point which we are reading today. Why we should distribute books? that is revolution in human society, is brought about when we have a strong desire, which Prabhupada is talking about, a revolution, which Prabhupada's books brought about 6 years later when he actually went to West. Desire to distribute books constitutes 90% of the book distribution formula, technique. And all the other techniques and sutras and gimmicks, they come under the 10%. So if you are a student, or some of you are children who are in school, and you get the news that first chapter will carry 90 marks in the exam, and remaining 25 chapters carry 10 marks, we'll all focus on the first chapter. So naturally, we have to, even if you spend 3-4 seminars only on the topic of desire to distribute books, it's worth it. I'll tell you a simple example that will make it very clear. Myself, Sri Chaitanya Prabhu and Swayam Bhagwan Prabhu, and of course, Vraj Gopal Prabhu was with me. We used to distribute books together in the local trains. You can also share this. Myself, Sri Chaitanya Prabhu and Swayam Bhagwan Prabhu, all three of us had completely opposite technique of book distribution. And we would get the same results. Exactly contradictory. So mine and Vraj Gopal Prabhu's style would be, we would enter a crowded local train, pick up the book, and we strongly believe that Kali Yuga people are like Shudras, and they are like lazy, not interested. So we have to shake them. We have to create an impact. We have to do something sensational. So you would enter the local train, sometimes do a drama on the spot, some street play, some try to grab attention of the people. Or suddenly we would shout, Hare Krishna, or something we would do, some gimmick, and then give a lecture and shake people literally and give them books, loud shouting and aggressive, completely aggressive. But Sri Chaitanya Prabhu believes that this is waste of time. And we would do good books. We would get more than 100 score. But Sri Chaitanya Prabhu would say, Jyada bolne ka nahi logon ko. His formula was very simple. Rather than create interest, catch interested people. And there are many interested people, he would say. So he would carry 160 books on this hand, this shoulder, 150 books, 300, 350 books he would carry. Go to Bombay Central with his heavy 2-book bags, and he would carry some books in his hand, and he would run. And I would go to see him and learn from him, and I would go empty-handed, but I couldn't keep pace with him. With his 2 bags, he was faster than me. So he would go to a man, person, books. That man would look like this, not interested. Sri Chaitanya Prabhu would be gone. He would not wait for him. Next person. Sri Chaitanya Prabhu would not open his mouth, not preach anything. Books hai, 60 rupaye, acha hai, le lijiye. People would take, and he would go to the next person. No shouting, no nothing, but his sheer physical presence was so overawing for people that, they would take. And he would come back with a score of 330, 340 books. Amazing. So if it looks exactly opposite, mind technique and Sri Chaitanya Prabhu's technique. And then there is this amazing devotee, Swayam Bhagwan Prabhu. Some of you might know him. Very gentle. He's like Sankirtan Prabhu. Very soft spoken. And he would go with the book bag. And in the Bombay Central Station, Prabhuji, if there is a woman, he would say Mataji. And he would very politely tell them, please take these books. And they would take. And they would argue with him. Bahut mehenga hai. Nahi Prabhuji, nahi Mataji, ye paisa Krishna ko jayega. Krishna is the Supreme Father. Very lovingly he would talk. Never aggression, very polite. And he would also come back with the same score. For then that's when we got realization that techniques, do they really matter? Because I might say in a seminar today, the actual technique for perfect, powerful results is, you should go inside a train and shout. And you might write it down. Yeah, this is a very good technique. And then you might be a person who doesn't like to do this. So you might think, I can't do this. That means I'm not a book distributor. And you might not distribute books at all. You see my point? But whereas if you feel, no, I can discover my own technique. Let me first have a desire. Now we pray to Krishna, I have a strong desire. And then you might discover your own technique, which might be unique. And the best example of this is Abhinandan Prabhu is here. My God, I think some of you might be knowing, he's gone through so many operations. 17 operations. 14 operations. That's quite a lot. And I remember once he was on the bed with all the stitches and wire, and devotees came to see him. First thing he's saying, इस साल करने का 100 गीता करेगा मैं करेगा प्रभु जी. फर्स्ट थिंग इज कॉन्फिडेंस ऑफ बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन. पीपल वुड कम वुड हैव बुक्स रेडी विद हिम इन द हॉस्पिटल ऑल्सो टू डिस्ट्रीब्यूट बुक्स. एवरी ईयर इज वन ऑफ द मोस्ट इंस्पायरिंग बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूटर्स. सो अभिनंदन प्रभु, कैन प्लीज शेयर सम ऑफ योर रियलाइजेशन एंड टेक्निक्स. प्लीज थोड़ा बोल दीजिए. हरे कृष्ण.
हरे कृष्ण. हरे कृष्ण. पुस्तक वितरण, भगवद्गीता वितरण किंवा भागवत इतकं सोपं नाही आहे आणि सोपं पण आहे. कसं तर आपल्याकडे नितांत श्रद्धा असायला ते निधान श्रद्धा असावी लागते आणि त्या गोष्टीचं सातत्य असावं लागते आणि त्या सातत्याच्या जीवावरती आपण करतो आणि निधान श्रद्धा गुरु महाराजांवर असावी लागते. गुरु महाराजांचे आशीर्वाद असल्यानंतर आपण काही करू शकतो. तर मी कलकत्त्याला म्हणजे मायापूरला गेलो होतो गेल्या वर्षी, बराच मी तिकडे आधारी पडलो होतो. पण त्याही परिस्थिती तिकडे मला फोन आला की आम्हाला 50 भगवद्गीता पाहिजे. तर मी म्हटलं बाबा मी त्याला मायापूर सांगून काही समजलं नसतं. नालासोपर्यंत फार मोठा बिल्डर होता. म्हणाला की मी म्हणे मला 2-3 तारखेला पाहिजे. म्हटलं काळजी करू नका, मी 2 तारखेला आल्यावरती लगेच तुम्हाला देतो. आल्यावरती मी तिकडे मला अगदी भयंकर उत्साह आला बाबा त्याला म्हणजे पुस्तकं इकडे सुद्धा आपल्याला भगवंत सेवा देत आहेत. तर मी तिथून आल्यानंतर मी त्यांना फोन केला तर म्हणे 75 द्या आता. म्हटलं 75 100 घ्या. आणि प्रत्यक्षात माझ्या घरात फक्त म्हणजे सेंटरला विरार सेंटरला 20 भगवद्गीता होती. आणि ही मोठी पुस्तकं असलं आणि देणं हे सोपं होतं. पण माझ्याकडे 20 आणि आता 80 पुस्तकाचं जमाजमा करायचे होते कारण त्याच्या घरामध्ये फंक्शन होतं आणि त्यांना ते सगळ्यांना भेट द्यायची होती. अशा प्रसंगात आपल्याला भयंकर आपल्याकडे म्हणजे निश्चय पाहिजे आणि त्या निश्चयाच्या दोरा गुरूंच्या कृपा आणि प्रभूंच्या कृपेने हे सगळं सहज होते, सुलभ होते. म्हणजे फार काय मोठं असं काय मला वाटत नाहीये. अशा अनेक घटना अशा घडतो की मी जिथे जिथे जातो की तिथे किंवा या बस पार्टीमध्ये मी जात होतो गोविंदपूरवरून गेलोय इकडे गेलोय मग तिकडे बँक असो काही असो पण आपण तिकडे गेलं आणि पुस्तकं विचार भगवद्गीता पाहिजे प्रभुपाद पुस्तक आहे भगवद्गीता आहे प्रत्येकाचं प्रश्नाचं उत्तर असते आमच्याकडे आहे. तर प्रत्येकाकडे नसेल तर नवल आहे. भगवद्गीता ही सगळ्यांकडेच असणार. मग त्याचं तुमचं भलं झालं तर लोकांचंही भलं व्हावं अशा दृष्टीने घ्या. तुम्ही कोणाला भेट द्या, प्रत्येक प्रश्नाला उत्तर देत बोलत गेलं पाहिजे. म्हणून भगवद्गीता वितरण करा असं कठीण आहे तर वाटत कारण माझ्याकडे आज गुरुची कृपा आहे प्रभुवादांची कृपा आहे म्हणून मी ह्या जोरावर बोलतोय. लोकांना ते निश्चित कठीण वाटत असेल पण त्या गोष्टी सातत्य पाहिजे हे माझा नम्र आहे. हरे कृष्ण.
समराइज इट इन इंग्लिश बोलते
Hare Krishna. Actually it was too fast to understand. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. He basically spoke about the guru's
mercy,
knowledge, anything. It is easy also, it is very difficult also, but it needs that guru's ashirvad which makes everything easy. People will ask so many questions about Gita and you think you don't have the answers, but you get those answers automatically when you are standing and talking to them and it becomes very easy and you start thinking how did you know all those things and you give all those answers and when you sell it becomes very easy also. But it is not easy at all.
Unless you are the most, yeah, that's what. Basically, Prabhuji, every year when he speaks in the marathon, he emphasizes on this point, Guru's mercy, because that has been his trump card. And once when Srila Prabhupada was asked by Harishwari Prabhu about how we can get mercy of the Guru, Prabhupada said, intense desire, that's the only solution. So for book distribution also, the desire is the main factor. You have to add something to what you say.
Few years back, we had seminar and after the book distribution marathon, and Abhinandan Prabhu was asked that, what is your realization? So he told that the first and foremost thing is people have difficulty, why they have difficulty for doing book distribution. And then he said, first thing is you finish your 16 rounds, and the difficult thing is to go out. But once you go out, you force yourself out, push yourself out, then automatically the book starts going. So I would just remember that desire, if you push yourself, then automatically the books will be distributed. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. This is the main point, the desire. And you will see that devotees with strong desire have done miracles. We have one boy in our congregation. He's from, he doesn't know English, he doesn't know Hindi also, and he doesn't know Marathi. He is from a village in South India working as a cleaner in Radhikapati Prabhu's restaurant. So I used to take one meeting for all the hotel boys many years ago. So just get together. So he would come, very simple boy. And he wouldn't understand also much. But he knew one thing, that I have to chant 16 rounds every day. And he knew basic, very basic things. So he, marathon came, he said, I'll distribute books. And that year he was the third highest book distributor. Without the knowledge of English, Hindi, Marathi, you would speak all tuta puta English. If you ask him what is his age, he would say 90. Because he doesn't know. He says, my age is 19. So he thinks 19 means 90. He doesn't know anything in Hindi, English. Very poor. So I used to speak to him in Kannada, Tulu, different language, so then he would understand. So he would go out with books, he would catch some person and give him a book. Are padho, bahut accha book hai. Kya likha hai isme? Woh humko malum nahi, aap mandir ho, hamara Prabhuji log batayega aapko. Aap aao. But you should know, you are selling these books. You wouldn't know anything. You said, nahi, hamara bahut accha tha, Prabhuji log hai, woh batayega aapko, aap aao. That's all. And one day, what happened? He took these books and he distributed some 25-30 books. And what had actually happened, he had gone into a red light area. And he's so innocent, he didn't know that. And he just went in, and so many women and men there bought books from him. And when he was coming back, one man shouted at him, one shopkeeper, because he had Tilak and Kantimala also. And then this boy realized, you know, that I had gone to the, he was so absorbed into book distribution that he didn't even realize. And then this man chastised him, and he begged forgiveness from them, some shopkeeper somewhere. And then he came back and he told me also sorry, that, you know, as an ISKCON devotee, I shouldn't have gone there. I said, that's okay, but don't do it again. But then we were all appreciating his sincerity and absorption, that he actually managed to distribute 25-30 books in such an area where nobody would even dare to go. The best book distributor will never go there. You know. But he was so convinced. And what his strategy is simple. From Elphiston Road, he would walk up to Gateway of India every day after his cleaning job. His job would start at 4 o'clock or something, get over by 5, and then he would chant his rounds, and then he would go. Literally, he would walk fast and show books to different people. Every day he was doing it. That's how he became the third highest book distributor. So the point is, you don't need actually a lot of qualifications. Only desire. So many times you have tried. I've gone with so many techniques and formulas. We've attended so many seminars. Murari Gupta Prabhu can definitely share some powerful examples, because Murari Gupta Prabhu, for those of you who don't know, Prabhuji has been the pioneer in getting permissions from different companies for book distribution. And he's putting up this beautiful book distribution nectar every week in the flash. All of you can read those. And when you go out, and when he goes out to get permission, you are completely helpless. No technique will help. It all depends on the mood of the manager there, the company owner. So what actually helped them get permission? You can probably share 2 minutes, whatever.
So, Hi Krishna. So main actually the pioneer of getting permissions is Jagannath Prabhu. So I have been with him for a few times. So once we were planning to, he took permission in Bharuch during the floods, I think 2-3 years back. And it was Reliance company, and along with it, another big group was there, Birla. So it was pouring rain and he went alone. And he said it was raining so heavily, no umbrella, no raincoat would shield him. And he took a bus, went to that place with big floods, almost like knee-deep water. And just by seeing him in this condition, that HR man was so shocked that somebody could come like this. He straight away gave permission. He said, okay, you come. So later on, when we went to Bharuch, floods had stopped. So I called that HR man, sir, that we want to come. So what he did, he said, hold on, and he started speaking to somebody. But I could hear on the phone. So he said, hey, yaar, Hare Krishna wale piche pad gaye, ab inko kya karne ka? So I could make out that some problem is there. So when he again spoke to me, I said, sir, actually the problem is we don't have any place to stay, and you are the only company left, so we are going to come straight away. Because I knew that only one-to-one basis we could have some negotiations, not on phone. On phone he would say we have some meeting, something, and postpone. So actually when we went, there were some problems. Because this guy was out of company and his immediate boss was there. And they gave us place to stay, but he said, I'm not going to meet you. And all the Birla groups, they have big temples in their compound, in their housing colony. He said, you set up stall there, no need to come in company. So hardly anybody comes in temples, maybe 2-3 people in a day would come, and we would miss out the entire bunch. And it was a big company with lot of pay, and we were expecting big sales. So I said, okay, give me at least 2 minutes to meet you. He said, I'm very busy. I said, we have come all the way, at least 2 minutes, please help. So generally our policy is that we set up stall in front of canteen and distribute books on credit. So I went to him and he started shouting left, right. I never gave permission for this thing. Get out. I don't want to meet you. And like this. So Govindanand Prabhu tried some. So he was almost on the verge of calling us bad names and asking us get out. So then we realized this person is like, he would commit offenses. So we walked out. But we were so shattered just because of one man, the entire, so many thousands of people, around 3,000 people, would not get Prabhupada's book. So just praying to Krishna, please guide us, inspire us, what to do. So we were coming down the stairs and I was just thinking, what to do, what to do. Suddenly one man was standing, two people, ordinary workers, standing in front of canteen. So something just clicked in my head. I went to them, see, we are trying to help you in giving this Bhagavad Gita, but your boss is not allowing. So he said, don't worry, you go to our boss Vyas. He's a Brahmin, he'll help you. So I said, is he above this guy? So he said, he's the MD of the entire complex. So again we went into the office, and Vyas' office was next to this guy's office. So somehow we were like sneaking in behind tables and all, so that he couldn't see us. And we entered, I sent my card, and he called us. And I said, sir, we are from ISKCON. He said, yeah, I know. I said, we have got these books, please see. He said, yeah, I daily read Chaitanya Charitamrita. So I was like shocked, daily read Chaitanya Charitamrita? He said, yeah, I have all your books, Bhagavatam, everything I have. So I said, where did you get it? He said, in 1996, I was sitting outside my house, and one foreign devotee came, and he gave me the entire set of Prabhupada books. And I liked Chaitanya Charitamrita so much, and began discussing about Lord Chaitanya and all. So then we spent some time. I said, sir, we also want to give these books to your workers. He said, yes, yes. I said, sir, we want permission inside the factory. He said, yes. I said, we want credit with installment. Everything he agreed. And he said, you don't worry. You wait for one day. I'll send circular to all the workers. I'll put up notices, make a table, arrangement, light, everything. And next day when we set up stall, so there was one person in previous office in front of whom we were getting chastised. He came and he saw the books, he saw, looked at me, looked at this, and he just did like this. He was so shocked. He said, how could you come up and do after so much chastisement? And we just say that if you have desire, Krishna helps you in any way. Just ordinary people can inspire you to get things done.
Murari Gupta Prabhu, thank you so much. Because this point is, I think, clearly establishes that you don't need to be, many devotees tell us this, Prabhuji, I can't distribute books. No, anybody can. If you have a desire, anybody can distribute books. That's what Murari Gupta Prabhu's experience reveals. Rupa Raghunath Prabhu at one time in one company was not given permission. Literally, you know what he did? He actually literally fell on his knees, folded his hands and begged from that chairman of that company out of the desperation. I'm like, what did he say? You can say that. Amazing story.
It was Tata company, and they all, Tata never gives permission. So somehow they said yes to Jagannath Prabhu and Rupa Raghunath Prabhu. But actually when we went, immediately they said no credit. So we went to the boss and he said, no, it is not our policy, we will not allow. So many things. So I was thinking, why waste time, get out. So, but Rupa Raghunath Prabhu, he just folded his hand. He said, sir, I'm just like your child. I'm just like your son. please help me. I was pleading so much, and I could see the desperation on his face, like shouting, saying like, saying that I'm just like your son, please, please. And I could see that man, he was like frowning, and just by his saying this request, he became so moved, and then he sent us to the union office, and they somehow arranged. So later on I said, sir, I hope you know about ISKCON. So that guy said, yeah, I know ISKCON, I'm a life member. But that desperation thing, that even Tata has never given us in history, but just because he was like pleading so much, this guy was so moved and he arranged for some things.
Yeah. So actually this was our main point that we wanted to convey in this seminar. Two very important points. You know, these two points, what Govind Prabhu also meant it very clear. The main technique of book distribution is desire. Everything falls in place. And the second point that we wanted to discuss was that scores, we definitely want target at the end of the day. But the main reason, a main advantage that we have of book distribution is we become Krishna conscious at the end of the day. We have many activities in our temple, drama, book distribution, yatras, so many activities, children's program, Varishth Vaishnav program, name it, Chetna, Prerna, so many activities. But what is the essence of all this? Rupa Goswami says we have so many activities. The essence of all rules and regulations is to always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. That is the main essence of whatever we are doing. So book distribution also is the best service, one of the best services to always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. And I'll tell you honestly from my personal experience, the days I have come back from the field, from distribution of books with big score, I have been happy, definitely. But the days I had very poor scores, somehow I felt more Krishna conscious. Why? Psychology, what would happen was, I would show a book to a person, that person would see the book, and you would say, nahi chahiye. And then I would be disappointed, and I was desperate for the score. So I would show another person, and when this person would be seeing the book, I would be praying, Krishna, you are there in his heart as Paramatma, inspire him, let him take the book, let him take. And then you would see for 5 minutes, and you would say, sorry, and you would give it back. It was so disappointing, I would go to another person. So like that, I would meet hundreds of people the whole day and I would distribute 5 or 6 books. And the previous day, I had done 100 books. So some devotees would tell me after I came back, kya Prabhuji, 6 book ke aaj, kya ho gaya? Bench mein baithe the kya? Aram kar rahe the kya? They would joke. But I was not agitated or disturbed because although I had very low score, I felt very Krishna conscious. I was feeling so happy. This is the secret of happiness actually, to always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. So when we are desperate to distribute books, when we have a strong desire, you will see that even if you don't get good scores, you will be blissful. Some of the most blissful book distributors like Vijay Prabhu, he's a brahmachari in New York and Los Angeles in America. For the last 30 years, he's a brahmachari distributing books. And he's a book distribution minister of ISKCON. He never does more than 7-8 books. He is not like a shooting star. When somebody will do 100, 200, 300 and then not to be seen. Every day, 7, 8 books, that's all. But he's such a strong desire and he's feeling so Krishna conscious. That is what we want to be at the end of the day, isn't it? We all want to be Krishna conscious. So to be Krishna conscious, book distribution offers a fantastic opportunity. So I would like to, I feel this is a very, very good opportunity for us. What we have done is, some devotees have, there are some 3 very real stories which took place in the recent times in ISKCON, in book distribution. I thought, rather than tell that story to all of you, because it might become a little monotonous, we hear so many stories. So I requested the VTI devotees to just put up a short skit in 5 minutes. They'll just, it's a simple thing, it's not some drama, but just a real incident which took place. 3 small incidents, you can just present it, Prabhu. You need microphones. Do chalega na?
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
का है भाई, ये का है?
हरे कृष्णा, मेरा नाम पंच पांडव दास है। मैं अंतर्राष्ट्रीय कृष्ण भावनामृत संघ के श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ मंदिर के बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन करने आया हूँ। मेरे पास कुछ भगवत गीता से जुड़ी हुई कुछ किताबें हैं, क्या आप देखना चाहेंगे?
हाँ, भगवत गीता तो हम पढ़ा हूँ, ऐसी कोई बात नहीं है।
ये किताब है, केवल 10 रुपए में है, क्या आप देख सकते हैं?
10 रुपए तो बहुत महंगा है भाई, हम नहीं लेंगे, बहुत महंगा है।
महंगा है? अच्छा एक बात बताओ, आपका नाम क्या है?
हमारा नाम राजा बाबू है।
अच्छा, और आप कहाँ जा रहे हैं?
हम जा रहा हूँ बिहार पटना।
तो आपने जरूर टिकट खरीदा होगा।
हाँ खरीदा है।
दिखाइए, इतनी सी पर्ची, अगर पटना जाने के लिए इतनी सी पर्ची के लिए आप 500 रुपए दे सकते हैं, तो क्या भगवान के पास जाने के लिए आप 10 रुपए की किताब नहीं ले सकते?
अरे बाप रे, ये तो हमने सोचा ही नहीं। 10 रुपए में तो हम गुटखा पान कैसी कैसी गंदी किताबें खरीद लेते हैं, और 10 रुपए इस किताब को देने के लिए हम इतना रो रहे हैं।
बिल्कुल,
ला ला भाई किताब दे दो हमें।
ये लो।
धन्यवाद भाई।
अगले रविवार मंदिर में संडे फीस्ट होता है, उसके हाँ? लिए आप जरूर आइए।
धन्यवाद
धन्यवाद। हरे कृष्णा।
Hare Krishna. Just before they do the second skit, I'll just tell you this happened just 2 months back with Pancha Pandava Prabhu, one of our brahmacharis. Now, he didn't learn this technique. Now, what he told this man, Krishna inspired him to say this on the spot. What a powerful argument, you saw. You have a ticket that costs 500 rupees and you are going to Patna. And to go back home, back to Godhead, you have a ticket that costs 10 rupees. And he said, I also didn't realize how I said it. Krishna gives you such powerful... Krishna inspires you to say the right thing at the right time if you have a desire. One day I was trapped when I was distributing books in the local train. We were announcing. I think, I don't know if you were there or somebody else was there. And as I announced, one man got up and he was a powerful orator. So, and he dominated the whole, he had the whole compartment in his grip. As I began my announcement, he shouted, he said, "Ek minute, aap ruko." And then he said, "Mere paas ek question hai. हर आदमी में अच्छाई है बुराई है, हर संस्था में अच्छाई बुराई है, आप हरे कृष्णा के हैं तो हरे कृष्णा का आप इतना गुणगान कर रहे हैं, बिकॉज आई सेड हरे कृष्णा ऑर्गेनाइजेशन एंड वी हैव सो मेनी सेंटर्स सो मेनी थिंग्स, सो आई सेड तो हरे कृष्णा में बुराई भी होगा, तो अच्छा अच्छाई तो आप बता रहे हो, तो आप जरा हम सबको हरे कृष्णा का जरा बुराई बताइए, यू टेल अस सम वीकनेसेस ऑफ योर ऑर्गेनाइजेशन ऑल्सो, एंड आई वॉज कंप्लीटली ब्लैंक यू नो. And somehow, I never planned any answer for this, but Krishna inspired me to say at that very moment, I said, our biggest problem is, weakness is, we don't discriminate. We allow anybody to come, because that very time, in the newspaper, there had been an article on ISKCON, some scandal, some problem. So I just immediately said, our biggest weakness is, we don't discriminate. We allow anybody and everybody to come to our temple. So some people with ulterior motives sometimes come and they try to cheat. But we don't discriminate. We give Krishna to everyone. Krishna is for everybody. You can also come to our temple. So when I said this, I could hear a loud, you know, not exactly applause, but kind of, I could feel the vibrations of people's approval. And this man suddenly, he had to keep quiet. So although we expressed a criticism, but it was actually glorification of ISKCON. So I was realizing many devotees have this experience. They don't plan to say something or they don't plan some wisecracks, but Krishna inspires them because of their desire. And there is, you would like to add something? Yeah. Just one more thing. I remember Mathura Mohan Prabhu. He would go for book distribution every day. He would go after lunch at 1:30. And I was working in Times Bank that time. I would come out of the office and I would work till late. So when I would come at 10:30, I would see him at the bus stop going back to temple and I would be shocked. I would say, Prabhuji, aap prasad nahi liye. Nahi, chalega, chalega. But abhi mandir mein prasad nahi milega, chalega. I would wonder what is keeping him so happy. You would say, but now of course his body is not allowing him, but at that time, just take prasad at lunchtime, go, come back at 10:30, 11, and you would have very nice book distribution. And he doesn't have any big sutras or strategies. Simple arguments he would give people. People would argue with him, he would tell them, ye paisa aap isme, you know, picture dekhne jaate hain, iska aadha paisa hai. Simple arguments he would give, and he would be a very powerful book distributor. So these two things, techniques don't matter actually as much as desire. And second point is, it makes us Krishna conscious at the end of the day. That's what actually matters. I'd like to add one more before we have another. We have two more skits.
Last year during the marathon, one of our brahmacharis was similarly distributing books in the August Kranti train. So all sophisticated people travel in this train. And this person was, our devotee boarded the train, but it was very crowded. And he started distributing Krishna book. Started shouting that this book can save you. This is a very nice book. And started glorifying about the book. And one of the persons, one officer like, who was traveling by the train, he got very angry. He said, you are selling this Krishna book. You are selling Krishna. You are selling God. How can you do this? And this person got, our devotee got a little scared. But some other, as Krishna inspires, Krishna gave him words. He said, sir, this person said that I am from Mathura, you know, and you are selling Krishna. And this person, our devotee, said, sir, you are from Mathura. Please give your blessing, sir. I am trying to spread the glories of Lord Krishna. And this person who was very angry, he melted. His heart melted and he started, he helped him. Okay, you go in this compartment. There are many people, you distribute books. So we see that this person got inspiration. Krishna gave him the words, sir, please, you are from Mathura, please give your blessings. And this melted that person's heart. So Krishna gives words when you start distributing. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Recently, Indradhumna Maharaj narrated this story about one Mataji. This is a very, very powerful, inspirational story about book distribution. I don't want to spoil it by saying it. Let the devotees present it in the form of a skit. And this story personally inspired so many devotees. Giriraj Maharaj and all the ISKCON leaders sent an email to Indradhumna Maharaj when they read this report. You know, it came in the traveling diary, I think. Traveling diary. It's a powerful story. Yeah, Prabhu, please.
Hare Krishna. As Prabhu was explaining, this story happened a couple of years ago. It's a very powerful story. It explains you the power of book distribution. So in this play, we have two devotees. Prabhu over there, he's going to play a businessman. And this Prabhu is going to play a Mataji. She's a devotee. And she's going to be distributing books. So I'll just set you the scene. The scene is basically, this scene took place in France. He's a businessman. He lives in Spain. This is a real story. This businessman was, for business purposes, went to France. And he's in a train station, in the train. So what's happening is this Mataji is distributing book, Krishna book, to this businessman. Now this businessman is very ignorant. He doesn't like Hare Krishnas, you know. Whenever he sees them, he's like, oh, he gets really angry and frustrated, you know. So he sees this. And what happens is, anyways, I'll let the story continue so you guys get the gist of it.
Oh. Hare Krishna. So I'm from ISKCON. My name is Prem Manjari Mat Devidasi. So this is Krishna book, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is the... So, this is from the 10th canto of Bhagavatam. So please take this book.
How dare you try to sell these books to me? You fool! You count your last breath because I'm going to kill you now.
But why? Thar! But why?
Thar! Ha, 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 ha. You see what I did with the people? I hate them!
So, as you can see, that even in Kali Yuga, we have people like Ravan. But you can see the power of book distribution even converts someone like Ravan. So what happened was he was so proud to humiliate this devotee that he took the Krishna book and ripped it apart. And what he decided to do was he decided to take it home as like a souvenir, as something that he was really proud of. Now this guy, he used to live with his wife, he had a daughter and a son. So he took it home and he left it on the table. Very proud, you know, it's like, yeah, he's achieved something big. And then he left. Now, he's a very rich man, so they had servants and stuff in the house. So when the servant saw this ripped up book, the servant thought, okay, this is my master's book. Let me clean it up and put it in the bookshelf. Right? So this Krishna book was in the bookshelf. Now, over time, what happened was this businessman, the wife passed away due to cancer. His daughter, she ran away with the guy. He was a drug addict or something. The son became a drug addict. He was destroyed in terms of business. He became bankrupt. So he was really frustrated. He was going through a phase where he started taking drinks, drugs, and he was about to commit suicide. But he thought, you know what? Let me pick a Bible from my bookshelf, see if I can find something inspiring, you know? So he goes to the bookshelf. And what does he find? Yeah, Krishna book. I think he's so intoxicated at this point, he doesn't realize that it's not the Bible, it's the Krishna book. So he starts reading. He's reading. And he thought, okay, this is slightly interesting. So he thought, okay, today I'll read, tomorrow I'll kill myself. Right. Then tomorrow comes. So he thought, okay, this book was quite interesting. So he starts reading again. He goes, let me read a bit more chapter. I'll kill myself tomorrow. This continued. It continued for several days. And the next thing you know, he became a devotee. So the interesting thing is that he felt so bad humiliating this devotee that he went to the local temple in Spain. He was a businessman, so he's very, I think he worked in an investment bank. I think he was an accountant. So he went to this local temple and he said he paid his obeisances to whoever opened the door. And the devotee there is like, oh, excuse me, who are you? You know? So he explained the whole story and he said, look, I want to do some service at the temple. So then from that day onwards, he decided to become the financial advisor of the temple in France, in Spain. And in this way, gradually became a devotee. And then one day, he was going to Mayapur. And guess who he saw? At Mayapur, he saw this same Mataji that distributed the book.
Krishna. Mataji, do you remember me, Mataji? Please accept my humble obeisances, Mataji. Do you remember me?
How can I forget you?
Mataji, thank you, Mataji. You saved my life. I tried to kill you then also.
No, no.
It's by your mercy. I've been saved, Mataji.
No.
Mataji.
No, Praji. I'm very glad to see you as a devotee in the mission of Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you.
I'm very thank you.
Thank you, Mother.
Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Hare Krishna. Actually, it might appear a little funny, but it was actually very serious at that time, because this lady, she actually broke her leg, I think, no? She fractured her hand and legs, and that she was thrown out from a moving train. She just narrowly survived. She almost died, and then she, of course, she carried on with her service. But later on, this man went on to become a devotee. This is the most shocking story. And then he becomes a devotee, and he sees this lady in Mayapur, and he really is filled with repentance. So we don't know who is going to become a devotee, who is going to be an instrument, and how things are going to manifest. So basically, these are the different other reasons why one could distribute books. Book distribution establishes the authenticity of ISKCON. It's an act of compassion. It's a desire of parampara. It's service to Guru. And the atheism and Mayavad is effectively defeated through book distribution, and it's the Yuga Dharma for Kali Yuga. Now, since this seminar is very exhaustive, we do it for 5 days. We just wanted to give an introduction, and our whole idea is that after December 2nd, we have, when the marathon actually begins, every Sunday we will be having a meeting of devotees who are more interested in book distribution. Like, we have just given an introduction today. If some of you are more interested in techniques and discussing more, you can give your name to Hrishikesh Anand Prabhu. We'll be calling you every Sunday and we'll be having a more intense discussion. But till December 2nd, we'll be just repeating this seminar for the other devotees of other counselors so that they all can get benefit. But the whole idea, I'll repeat, that there are two most important points in book distribution. One is the desire is more important than any other technique. And secondly, book distribution makes us Krishna conscious. Because Rupa Goswami's formula is always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. And most of the devotees will definitely watch for this, that the days they have done less books, they have been very Krishna conscious. Because their dependence, Govind Prabhu was mentioning so brilliantly in his talk just now, we heard him say that dependence on Krishna is most intense when you go for book distribution. Because you don't know whom you are going to meet now, who is going to be the person whom you are going to confront. And each time it's an adventure. Once I was distributing books in one Central Bank of India headquarters at Nariman Point, one man who took the book laughed at me and said, I am taking your book, but you should meet Mr. Khan. You will have a good time. And he laughed and he walked away. So I was filled with fear because I thought this man is mocking at me. And what he means is I should definitely avoid this gentleman, Khan. So I said, okay. Then I went ahead. I gave the book to another man. This man also took the book. And after taking the book, this man said, well, why don't you meet Mr. Khan? Maja aayega aapko. So I got more scared. I said, everybody is telling me means I should avoid this man. So you won't believe it. 10-15 people bought books and all of them, as I was leaving, they told me, Mr. Khan ko mat bulna, Khan saab ko milke jana. So I was saying, this man I have to avoid. But unfortunately or fortunately, as I was leaving that office, I saw the one room and there was written Mr. Khan. So I knew that he is the man. And then I said, well, why should I avoid him? It is Krishna speaking through so many people that you should meet Mr. Khan. They might be making fun of me because I'm a sadhu, you know, in a sadhu dress and I have nobody with me. And so they're having good time at me. So, but Krishna is speaking through them. So I should go. And I was actually fearful, but I went in. I said, nothing will happen. And when I went in, you know what? I was shocked to see this Mr. Khan. He had Kantimala and Tilak. And my lower jaw dropped. I went back, saw the board. I said, Mr. Khan? He said, yes, please come in. And he said, Hare Krishna. And then we spoke. I said, I am from Hare Krishna. He said, oh, very nice. And then he showed me from his drawer, he had Bhagavad Gita and Krishna book. And then I said, my God, I was about to avoid you. I would have gone away without meeting you, such a great Vaishnava, and I was thinking I should avoid you because everybody told me about you. He said, no, I'm very happy you came. Any service I can do? I said, sir, we have Hare Krishna, this Gita, marathon. He said, yeah, how many you have? I said, right now I have 30, but I have 100 in the temple. Yeah, you get whatever you have, you get. I said, sir, 150 chalega? Yeah, you can get 200. This is 99 marathon. So you took 200 Gitas. One man took 200 Gitas. And he called one by one his employees. He was the big boss there in Central Bank of India. So next day, all the Gitas are with him. And Mr. Khan is sitting. And I am standing next to him. And he's saying, Sharma ko bula. So his secretary goes, Sharma ji, bulaya. Sharma, do le Gita. So sir, mere paas hai. Ne, le lo, do. And he gives him two Gitas. And then he calls another man, Gupta, like that. He calls all his people and they take Gita and they go away. So after the whole thing was over, we sat down, he gave me some prasad. I said, sir, I must ask you this question. How did you become a devotee? You know, I didn't expect. So then he said, Mahaprabhu Das, aapke Chopati Mandir ke, unhone mujhe bhakt banaya, 1978 mein. I said, wow, I was so impressed by Mahaprabhu Prabhu also and of course this man. And then he got transferred. Now he's not in Bombay. He's gone somewhere else. But that incident convinced me that, you know, that adventure part, that excitement part in book distribution, because you don't know what's going to happen next. So that makes you depend on Krishna so much. You become so Krishna conscious. I can honestly confess that the days I was doing book distribution actively, when, like, I didn't have spondylitis then or back pain, and I had no other services. So those are the best days of my life. In like Guru Puja, I would be intensely praying. I have to distribute books. I would feel helpless. I would feel, what if I don't do any books today, you know? I was so completely helpless. It's, as Govind Prabhu said, chanting and book distribution, you feel completely hopeless and helpless. And that makes you Krishna conscious. Other services, you become expert. And then you don't depend on Krishna so much. And at the end of the day, those who depend on Krishna, they are actually blissful. So with these two messages, that is, the best technique is to have a desire to distribute books. And secondly, the best technique is to depend on Krishna, that is, to be Krishna conscious. So book distribution will definitely help us achieve these two things. And since we started late today, we'll end now at 7, it's 7:15 now. But if somebody wants to discuss more, I'm here, available, Rishikesh Anand Prabhu is here, we can have more discussion. Here, we are here, here. But others who want to leave and are feeling hard-pressed for time, you can please leave. Oh, you have a third skit also, no? Yeah, sorry, I forgot about it. Yes, please. Yeah, I forgot about it. Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. And one more thing, next week, before you do the skit, there are some other counselors who have been told to send their counselees for the seminar. But if some of your friends from your own group have not attended the seminar today, please call them. And call them early, because Govind Prabhu comes, he is going to do at 5 o'clock his session. And then he is going to go for his drama practice and other things. So they'll miss Govind Prabhu's class, because that is the main point. I wanted everybody to hear that. So we'll start at 5 o'clock sharp and we'll end by 7 next week. Hare Krishna. And those of you who are more interested, after December 2nd, we'll have weekly sessions. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hey Prabhu, how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. How are you?
कितना book बेचा आज?
अरे आशा तीन BTG, एक भगवत गीता और छह small books गया.
अच्छा?
हाँ.
Nice, you're doing nice.
और आपका?
मेरा तो बस पांच book गए और वो भी बड़ी मुश्किल से मैंने बेच पाया कैसे कैसे. प्रभु ये क्या हो रहा है? प्रभु चलो जाके उसे बचाते हैं हम लोग.
अरे हम क्या करेंगे, हमें तो बहुत सारी बुक्स बेचने हैं. चलो हम जाते हैं यहाँ से.
प्रभु क्या बोल रहे हो तुम, अगर बुक ही बेचा तो चलो उसकी जगह बुक बेचते हैं. चलो
ठीक है, चलो
उठाओ उसे, उठाओ, उठ जा मेरे भाई, आजा बैठ जा, पानी लाओ, पानी लाओ, ये लो भाई थोड़ा पानी पी लो, थोड़ा रो.
प्रभु इसको तो हॉस्पिटल लेके जाना पड़ेगा.
हॉस्पिटल नहीं, थोड़ा ठीक लग रहा है यार, इतना कुछ प्रॉब्लम नहीं. भाई तुम्हारा नाम क्या है? हाँ विजय. विजय आप क्या करते हो?
मैं काम करता हूँ.
क्या काम करते हो आप?
मैं ऑफिस में काम करता हूँ, एक क्लर्क हूँ.
तो इतनी जल्दी जल्दी में कहाँ जा रहे थे?
जल्दी में वो तो रोज रहता हूँ, आज आज भी लेट पहुँचता था, लेकिन जल्दी जाने के ऑफिस में लेट हो गया हूँ. अगर आज भी लेट पहुँचता तो बॉस लात मारकर निकाल देता. वो परेशानी, घर की परेशानी, माँ है, पिताजी रिटायर्ड है, बीवी है, बच्चों की परेशानी.
अच्छा।
परेशान हो गया हूँ, पता नहीं, मैंने किसी का कभी बुरा नहीं किया, कभी किसी का ये नहीं किया, मैंने हमेशा भलाई किया हूँ, फिर भी ये परेशानी मेरे साथ ही क्यों होती है? पता नहीं ये भगवान है भी या नहीं, पता नहीं मेरे साथ ही क्यों ऐसा होता है.
मेरे भाई क्या तूने एक बात नोट किया, आज आज तेरी जान जाने वाली थी और तुझे भगवान ने दूसरा जन्म दिया है, तो मैं तुझसे ये कहता हूँ कि तू इस चांस का भरपूर उपयोग कर. मैं कहता हूँ कि अगर तेरे मन में ये प्रश्न है कि मैं कौन हूँ, भगवान कौन है, भगवान है भी या नहीं, मैंने कभी किसी का बुरा नहीं किया, फिर भी मेरे साथ बुरा क्यों होता है, अगर तुम्हें इन सभी प्रश्नों का उत्तर जानना है तो मैं तुमसे विनती करता हूँ कि तुम भगवद गीता की किताब पढ़ो और अपना जीवन सार्थक करो. लो इसकी कीमत केवल 20 रुपए है. हरे कृष्ण,
हरे कृष्ण.
और हमारे मंदिर आइए और हर रविवार को 12:30 बजे नाइस संडे फिस्ट प्रोग्राम होता है, इसमें आप कृष्ण कथा कर सुन सकते हो और बाद में कीर्तन होगा और बाद में अच्छा प्रसाद भी मिलेगा.
धन्यवाद.
Hare Krishna. This has also happened with one of our brahmacharis last week, Nanda Gop Prabhu. Few months back it happened. Last week actually, yeah. So like this, we see we have 18 brahmacharis who are going for book distribution every day. We have the brahmachari training batch. And every day they come across so many stories, so many incidents, so many experiences which has increased their dependence on Krishna and made them more Krishna conscious. So I'm sure this will help. And I'll tell you the best thing book distribution will guarantee, whether we become Krishna conscious immediately or not, at least there will be an element of adventure and excitement. I mean, before becoming a devotee, I never thought of ever going to police station. No, for us, police station, courts and these kind of things, I mean, we never visited and we never thought. But after becoming a Hare Krishna devotee, going to police station, once taken to a jail and meeting crazy people, madmen and bullies, it's an adventure, you know. It's fun. At the end of the day, it's a lot of fun. I would just like to conclude with one story. Just to tell you the adventure part. I and Braj Gopal Prabhu, you remember, we were at VT station distributing books and madman came running to us. He was completely disheveled. This is in 2000 marathon. And we were like, we had a good day. We had already done 75-80 Gitas by afternoon, by lunchtime. And we were coming back to the temple and then this man looked at us. Dark, long hair, unkempt, not taken bath for months. He had a torn trouser and shirt and he had put up his pant together with a rope. Very dirty looking. He looked at us, looked at him and myself, and he came running. Ah, Bhagavad Gita. And everybody else was watching. It was free entertainment for them at the expense of Hare Krishna's. And both of us didn't know what to do. But I was intensely praying to Krishna. And he came close and he grabbed the Gita and said, "Kitne ka hai?" We said, 60 rupees. Immediately gave it back to us and started crying and screaming like a madman. And everybody else was smiling and both of us shared a glance and both of us, we said, madman. We didn't say it, but we understood that he's a crazy fellow. But to our shock, this man, he looked at all the audience and said, "Mereko pagal samajhte ho? Aap log pagal hai." And then, believe it or not, he started quoting shlokas from the Bhagavad Gita. And he देंगे आप कोई कुछ रहने वाला नहीं है इधर विष्णु पूर्ण पुरुषोत्तम भगवान है कृष्ण आई स्टार्ट कोटिंग वन बाय वन सो मेनी श्लोकस एंड वी वर शॉक्ड एंड देन ही स्पोक द हरे कृष्णा फिलोसफी अबाउट डेथ अबाउट टाइम अबाउट हाउ टाइम मेक्स ऑल थिंग्स अभी किसी का टाइम है कल किसी और का टाइम है लाइक दैट एंड सडनली वी स्टार्टेड रियलाइजिंग हु इज एक्चुअली क्रेजी हियर द पीपल ऑफ दिस मैन यू नो एंड इवेंचुअली वीटी स्टेशन केम एवरीबडी गॉट डाउन. But the spirit of adventure and excitement was strong in us, so we didn't want to get on. We didn't want to miss the whole, we wanted to get the whole story, so we stayed back. Everybody got down, but this man was still in the compartment. So we went and spoke to him. And this man, he told us that I was a bank office, bank manager. You know, bank manager. And I was normal man. I had a house in Ghatkopar. But I went mad a few years back, crazy. And I got married. I got married and then I had some problems and then I went crazy. And then he told us his whole story. But he said, "But I have not forgotten Krishna and Bhagavad Gita, I know." What a touching incident that was. And that was an adventure which I'm sure both of us will never forget for the rest of our lives. So something like that you come across when you go out. It may not happen every day, but something or the other, you know, you'll always come across some people, some incidents. So this element is there. So we sincerely request all of you that please try this month. Go out and do one Gita a day. Our slogan this year is, "A Gita a day keeps Maya away." So you can try this formula. And for those of you who are more interested, from December 2nd, we'll have more sessions and more stories, more skits and more realizations of devotees. Thank you very much for your time and patience. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada Transcendental Book Distribution Marathon ki jai.